Here we go again. Thursday, 4 p.m., and it's word battle time again for our lunchtime hosts, the crazy laughing duo, Melissa and Jack, to see who can come up with more meanings for a word. Real, actual meanings, that is. So are you ready, Melissa?
Yes, I am. And remember this time, Jack, only meanings of the actual word are allowed. No suffixes or prefixes or phrasal verbs.
All right. Let's see what word we have got today in the envelope. The word for today is jerk.
What? Jerk? As in, you know, the swear word?
Well, yes, it says on here that today we're going to talk about the word jerk, as in J-E-R-K, jerk.
Okay, then. Obviously, my first association is jerk, as in the offensive meaning, you know, idiot.
Let's start there, then. Although I do wonder why that is the first thing you think of, because I'm sure everyone else...
No, that would be a phrasal verb, so not allowed.
Ah, yes, okay, no phrasal verbs. Not allowed, got it. But, you know, I wouldn't actually say jerk is a synonym for idiot.
Wouldn't you?
No, I think jerk is actually worse, because an idiot is someone who...
You mean you would call someone idiot if that person...
Jeez, yes, all right. I would call a person an idiot if they did something stupid. Not necessarily bad, but stupid or dumb. And I think the meaning there is that they don't know any better.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But because basically they are dumb idiots.
Yeah, whereas a jerk to me is someone who is well aware of what they are doing.
But nonetheless, they are doing something dumb or even mean, might even be doing it on purpose.
Yeah, and I think jerk is a swear word usually aimed only at men.
Absolutely. I don't think I'd ever call a woman a jerk, and can't really think of a female equivalent to jerk.
Nah, me neither. And it's a pretty strong one.
Oh yeah, it's more than unkind. It's really, well, it's a low blow.
So that was your first association, but I, in my mind, was sitting on a bumpy plane when I read the word.
Oh, you mean like a sudden movement that's really violent?
Well, yeah and no. Sudden movement I'd agree with, but I don't think of it as violent. But, you know, just a sudden and short movement. So like when you're on a plane and you're going through turbulence and you just ever so briefly have that feeling of being pushed into your seat or like you're flying out of your seat.
So wouldn't you think of a jerk as being a strong and, well, violent in the meaning of strong and uncomfortable?
No, not necessarily. I guess it could be, but doesn't need to be.
All right then. But of course, with that meaning, there's also the verb that obviously goes with it. You know, as in, I don't know, the bus jerked to a halt in order to avoid hitting the bird.
Oh, the poor little bird.
Oh, stop it.
Sorry, no, you're right. There's the verb that goes with the same meaning. But I don't think I'd really use it, to be honest.
Me neither. But you do read it a lot.
You do? I don't.
Well, I think a classic would be when like assembling or disassembling some mechanical things, like a Hoover or a tent, and you'd have to pull or twist something with a jerk. And I actually think I remember reading the term a lot when I was doing my engineering degree, because like in cars and stuff, you try to reduce any jerk-like movements. So I don't think it's that rare.
Still, I don't come across it much.
You know, there is actually another meaning to the verb to jerk.
Really? What?
You know, that effect when you take a little hammer to your knee and you have to...
Oh, yes, that reflex. True, that is another movement you call a jerk.
True. But what I meant is that too is to jerk.
Come to think of it, you're right. I believe I've also heard that in contexts like the movement you see when someone is having a seizure, like when they suffer from epilepsy.
Yeah, I guess you could use it there as well. It can describe spastic movements, so any motion that is made when muscles move really quickly and with little or no control at all, which could ever be life-threatening.
Like in when you have the jerks, which is what my granny called her restless leg syndrome?
Oh, bless her. That must be so annoying.
It was, but at least it's not medically dangerous. I have one more that is connected to weight. Can you guess?
Weight? As in kilograms?
Yes.
Some kind of antique measurement? Like stones?
Sorry, you'll need to think a bit out of the box. It's another motion which is done by a person.
No idea. Shoot.
Weightlifting? No? Okay, it's the move when the weight is lifted from shoulder height over the head, ending in stretched out arms. That's the fast motion that is called a jerk.
Okay, all right then. Not a word I have ever needed, nor do I think I'll ever need it.
Fair enough. Unless you marry a weightlifting enthusiast, that is.
I've got one more. It's food related.
Oh my, of course jerk, as in jerk chicken.
Yes. Delicious, spicy, eaten with rice and peas.
Oh, yum. You're making me hungry. I can't think of any more, can you?
No, I don't have any meanings in my head. So, have we been keeping score, or have we missed anything?
Well done, you two. There is only one meaning that you have missed, and that's a jerk who is a young person, usually a man, who has worked in a drugstore or later on a diner and made delicious chocolate, cherry, and vanilla ice cream sodas, though it has to be said in all honesty that this meaning has pretty much died out, just as soda shops have died out. Apparently, it was a normal term in 1930s America. As for the scores, we have two meanings that came from Jack, but four from Melissa, so it's another win for her.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.